Birshus, the Talmidei Chachomim, like to be makdish this Shir Klali, Lili Nishmas, Marina Rabbeinu, David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kodesh Levrocha. The Mishnah says, Shnayim Oichzim Betalis. Two people are holding on to a talis. Zeh Imra Kula Shli. The Gemara discusses this. Is one case, there's two cases. What's the din? Zeh Yishova She'ein Lo Yibo Pochus Mechetzio. V'zeh Yishova She'ein Lo Yibo Pochus Mechetzio. V'yach Loiku. Each one makes a Shvua. Each one gets half. And then the Mishnah continues with many different variations. The end of the Mishnah says, Bizman Sheheim Moidim. Oy, sheyesh lahem edim, cholkin beloy shvua. In the end of the Mishnah, it says if they're moided to each other, or if they have edim, the din is cholkin, they split it without a shvua. So in the regular case of shnayim oichzim betalis, the din is zeyishava v'yachloiku. In this case, it's cholkin beloy shvua. What's the case? Yesh lahem edim, bizman sheheim moidim, they're moida, or yesh lahem edim. So we brought down the Maram HaKoymis, the Chakira that the Achroinim clear. This din of Yesh Lahem Eidim. What's the din of Yesh Lahem Eidim? Yesh Lahem Eidim. What does it mean? You can understand one of two ways. Either each one of them has Eidim that are supporting them. So they both have Eidim. There's two sets of Eidim. Reuben has Eidim saying that he picked it up first. And Shimon has Edim saying that he picked it up first. Is that the pshat? Bizman sheyesh lahem Edim, each one of them has Edim? Or there are Edim that say, like both of them, that means half is yours and half is yours. So the Edim are actually saying that they both picked it up at the same time. What does it mean, yesh lahem Edim? Does it mean that each one has his own set of Edim? Or there's one set of Edim that's working for both of them. Well, actually, he's not working for both of them. He's really working for neither of them. Because each one is coming saying, Kulo Shali. And the Edim are saying, no, Chetziav is yours. So actually, the Edim are saying, like, neither of them. That, in fact, is Meduyik in Kama Vekama Rishonim. We gave out the Me'iri, where the Me'iri says it. If you look in the language of the Me'iri, it's subtle, but it's there. The Me'iri on the back, on the other page, says, Bizman sheshnehem moidim, sheshnehem zachu bo ka'achas. They're both moida, that they're both zoiche together, which means they picked it up at the same time. Oy sheyesh edim bekach. What does edim bekach mean? Edim in this. This means that they picked it up at the same time. So the Edom are saying, says the Meir, what does it mean? Sheyesh lahem Edom. There's Edom that they picked it up at the same time. So there's one set of Edom, and the Edom are saying, not like either of them. He's saying, Kula Shali. So if they're Moide, they're both agreeing, Yachlok of Lashvua. And if there's Edom, even though they're not agreeing, He's saying Kula Shali, but the Edom are saying, you're both wrong. It's, you both picked up the same time. Also there, Yachloiku Beloi Shvua. Frek the Achroinim Akasha. The Achroinim say the following Yisoid. When a person has Edom, and the Edom are here in order to help him, if he himself is saying, these Edom are not good Edom, these Edom are Shakronim, these Edom are, their Edus is puzzle. So he is basically negating the Edus for himself. And they're saying that a person is capable of doing that. So if a person can negate Edus, so how are we using these Edim to say Achloiku Beloi Shvua? Before the Edim came in, what were we going to say? The din is Zei Yishava V'Zei Yishava. Now we're saying Yachloiku Beloi Shvua. That means the Edom are now saying they don't have to swear. But they said the Edom are lying, because each one said, this aid is not, I'm saying Kula Shali. It's as if I'm saying this Ed is lying. So Frek the Achroinim, we brought from the Beis Halevi. So then how can the Edim be used on their behalf? If Lefi Divrehem, the Edim are Shakronim. To get it clear. If we go like the other side that we were saying, Reuven has two Edim that are supporting him, and Shimon has two Edim supporting him. Okay, Reuven's Edim are agreeing with Reuven. Reuven's saying Kula Shali, and the Edim are saying Kula Shali. Then great, Reuven's Edim are with him 100%. But if you're saying that, no, there's one set of Edim that are saying, Chatzi is his and Chatzi is his. So the Edom are saying like neither of them. So everyone here is saying these Edom are not telling the truth. So how could we use the Edom to assist them and not need to make a Shvuah? Azoy frek the Beis Halevi. Says the Beis Halevi, two Tirutzim. I'd like to analyze these two Tirutzim. Tirutz number one, says the Beis Halevi. Eino chanami. You're right. These people are negating their edus klape themselves, concerning themselves. But let's try to understand what's going on in our Mishnah. Why is the din that they have to be achloiku bishvua? Says the Beis Halevi. The Gemara later on tells us that the reason why you have to make a shvua is only because shelo yehei kol echad ve'echad hoylech v'toykev b'taliso shel chaveiro, which the shvua is a takonas chachomim, which means that really the din should have been yachloiku without a shvua. Each one really has a right to half without a shvua. However, Bez Din wants a shvua here. We want a shvua because we want to create the social balance. We don't want people to go grabbing other people's talis. So this shvua is for us. Really, mitzad hadin, it's yachloiku without a shvua. Memela, says the Beis Halevi. So, who needs the Shvuah here? Reuven or Shimon? Usually, a Shvuah is because I'm not believed. For example, a classic Shvuah is Moedav Emiktas. Once I'm Moedav Emiktas, okay, there's a reason not to believe me. I need the Shvuah in order to, like, restore my credibility. If I don't make that Shvuah, then you won't believe. But over here, says the Beis Halevi, no. Really, as far as the Chaluk is concerned, each one should get half. Bez Din wants a Shvuah. So over here, the Shvuah is not really for Reuven, it's not really for Shimon. It's for Bez Din. Memela, says the Beis Halevi. Each person is himself discrediting the Edim for himself. But does Bez Din believe the Edis? Of course, these are Edim. Why? Because you say you don't like the Edis? Because you're screaming Kula Shali? We have two Edim that walked in, and the Edim say it's Chetzi Chetzi. So do we need now a Shvuah? We don't need a Shvuah anymore. Bez Din doesn't need a Shvuah anymore. So for Bez Din, it was enough. This is the first teretz of the Beis Halevi. To be clear, the Beis Halevi is saying to me a very big chiddush. The Beis Halevi is saying the Shvuah in our case is really an afterthought. The yachloiku of the Mishnah is not because of the Shvuah. The yachloiku of the Mishnah is because Shnayim Ochzim Metalis. What do you do, yachloiku? But we want you to make a Shvuah. Why? For us. I would have read the Mishnah perhaps a little different. Because the Mishnah says, Zei Yishova She'ein Loi Bapachas Mechetziov. V'zei Yishova She'ein Loi Bapachas Yechetziov. V'yachloiku. Swear and you get it. The Mishnah doesn't say Yachloiku Bishvuah, which would sound like split it. Oh, but I want you to make a Shvuah. It sounds like almost in the Mishnah to me that you make a Shvuah, then you get it. And the Shvuah gives it to you. I'll give you a nafkamina, at least in its definition, in its hagdara. There are two different types of shvuah that exist. One is called a shvuas hanoitlin, and one is called a shvuas haniftorin. Shvuas haniftorin is when I'm not taking with my shvuah. My shvuah is not giving it to me. I'm just holding on to something that I have, and I'm keeping it by me. That's called shvuas haniftorin. There's something else called shvuas hanoitlin, which is I'm taking with the Shvuah. The Shvuah is giving it to me. It's a different type of Shvuah. How would you categorize the shvua of our Mishnah? Is that a shvuas hanoitlin, a shvuas haniftarin? Now it's a little complicated because it's shnayim oichsim betalis. They're both holding it. So am I keeping it? Am I taking it? But I think it's phallus. Perhaps lefi the beis alevi. Then he's saying, you know what? This shvua is not the reason for the achloiku. You're getting it because shnayim oichsim betalis. You got it. It's yours. It's just we want a shvua. Bezdin wants a shvua. To me, that's a shvua haniftarin. I'm not taking it with the shvua. I'm taking it because I have yachloiku. Now, there's an afterthought, which is, I need a shvua in order to make Bezdin happy. Okay, Bezdin says, you can't have it unless you make a shvua. It's a shvua haniftarin. That's the way I would understand what the Beis HaLevi is saying here. He's saying it's not that the yachloiku comes mikoyach the shvua. If the achloiku would come mikoyach the shvua, once I'm saying that these Edom are no good, I can't get it anymore. Because and it's not going to pater my shvua. This is the first teretz of the Beis HaLevi. Says the Beis HaLevi a second teretz. And the Beis HaLevi's second teretz, it could be, he's coming to say a whole different definition in what the shvua is, perhaps. Says the Beis HaLevi, when do we say that people can negate Eidos? That's if they're going directly against the Eidim. But is it possible that these people that are saying Kula Shali, Reuven saying Kula Shali, Shimon saying Kula Shali, they both think it's Kula Shali, but really they both picked it up at the same time, and neither one of them is really a liar. Neither one's a Rami. The Gemara says later on, it could be they're making an honest mistake. So if they could be making an honest mistake, then they're not negating the Edom either. So even concerning themselves, it's not called they're negating the Edom. They think the Edom are lying, but they themselves also could perhaps be making a very simple, honest mistake. And for that reason, that's not called they're being makish the Edom. In other words, in this format, where the question is, who picked it up first? I thought I picked it up first, so I'm saying coolishly, I believe I picked it up first, but maybe I'm making an honest mistake. That's not called being makrish the Edom. The Edom said you picked it up at the same time? That's not. In that case, the Edos still stands. In other words, what it sounds like from the second set teretz of the Beis HaLevi is as follows. What happens if two Edom, Reuven comes and says Kula Shali, and Shimon comes and says Kula Shali, Shnayim Ochsim Betalis, and then two of them come and say 50-50, and then they say both of them say these people are they're psule eidos, they're mesachekim bekuvya, they don't belong over here, they're kroivim, they're I don't know what you say the eidos aren't, the eidos is not admissible in court. Not that you say that there's a discrepancy in what we're saying. These eidos are not good. Lichura, according to the first teretz of the Beis HaLevi, we don't care because the shvua is not for you. The shvua is for us. We're not going to apostle the Edom just because you're saying they're apostle. So as far as we're concerned, we don't need the shvua anymore. Yachluk without a shvua. In the second teretz of Rebbe Eger of the Beis HaLevi, second teretz of the Beis HaLevi, where he's saying that the only reason why you're not being makdish is because maybe it's a subtle mistake. This is not a subtle mistake, my friends. Over here, the Edus would be knocked out. And then you would need to make the Shvua. It could be in the second teretz of the Beis HaLevi. He holds the Shvua of our Mishnah as a Shvua's Hanoitlin, which means that I'm taking with the Shvua. You're right, the Chachamim only said I have to make a Shvua because we're worried someone's going to grab. But once they did that, what did the Chachamim say? Without the Shvua, you can't have it. The Shvua gives you the Nemanis. The Takanis Chachamim was, without the Nemanis, you can't get it. And that's the gather of the Takana. We could have a machloikis here if the Shvua of our Mishnah is a Shvua's Hanoitlin or Shvua's Haniftarim. Lechoira, this is a machloikis Rishonim, by the way. And I'll show you. Lechoira, there's Rayas from Toisvis that the Shvua of our Mishnah is a Shvua's Haniftarim. And there's Rayas from Rashi, Rajba, the Shvua of our Mishnah is a Shvua's Hanoitlin. And it's going to be a machloikis Rishonim. And that could depend on the two answers of the Beis HaLevi. Or the debate, two answers of the Beis HaLevi can depend on that. You see as follows. There is a shvua later on Daf Lamed Dalet. Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. It's a complicated case. But it's a case of a shvuas hanoitlin. Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. And Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos asks, if this is a shvuas hanoitlin, so then why is it not listed in the long list of shvuas hanoitlin in Maseches Shvuas? There's a beautiful list of shvuas hanoitlin, and this is not one of them. Why not? Why doesn't it appear there? If it's an exhaustive list, if that list writes everything, it should write this one too. This one on the Lamed Dalet. Rav Hagaon Rav Meir Stern Shlita said, hold on a second. Tosfos waited till Daf Lamed Dalet to ask this question. Why doesn't Tosfos ask this question on Daf Beis Amid Aleph? If the Shvuah of our Mishnah is a Shvuas Hanoitlin, it doesn't say that Shvuah either in Maseches Shvuas. You got the same kasha on our Mishnah if it's a Shvuas Hanoitlin. So if Tosfos has a problem that there's Shvuas Hanoitlins that don't appear, Tosfos should ask that question Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Why does Tosfos wait to Daf Lamed Dalet? It must be, says Rav Meir Stern, the Shvuah of our Mishnah, according to Tosfos, is a Shvuah HaNiftorim, not a Shvuah HaNoitlin. Therefore, there's no kasha from our Mishnah. Why it doesn't say it in Shavuos? Because the Mishnah in Shavuos told about Shvuah HaNoitlin. On Daf Lamed Dalet, where it's clearly Shvuah HaNoitlin, Tosfos asks this question. So it appears from Shitas Tosfos is the Shvuah of our Mishnah is a Shvuah HaNiftorim. However, from the Rashba, it would appear the Shvuah of our Mishnah is Shvuas HaNoitlin. From the Rambam, it's Kemat Mefurish. And other Rishonim, where is it in the Rashba? Because the Rashba asks a question. Why do we have over here, Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, following Baba Kama? I mean, the question can be asked in numerous ways. We should start with Eilu Metzias. Why are we starting with Shnayim Oichsim? What's the flow of the two different Masechtas, says the Rashba? Because the end of Baba Kama, we talk about a case where someone over there sees his chepetz in someone else's reshus. And the person says that he paid for it. So he's Nishba V'noitel. Also over here, Nishba V'noitel, says the Rashba. That's the flow of the Mishnayos. Now, Tosfos gives a different answer. We probably all saw Tosfos. Of course, Tosfos gives a different answer. Because the Rashba's answer is saying there's Shvuas HaNoitlin following Shvuas HaNoitlin. So that's the flow. That's a Shvuah. Nishba V'noitel. This is Nishba V'noitel. But Tosfos holds this is Nishba V'noitel. It's a Shvuas HaNiftarim. Tosfos says, I can't give that answer. Tosfos got a different answer. Tosfos says, different reason, a different flow between Baba Kama and Baba Metziah. The lotion of Rashi perhaps is meduyik, it's not mefurish. Depends on how you read the Rashi. First Rashi in the Masechta. Rashi says, Shnayim oichsim medalas daf goich, so shnayim oichsokam, but vein lezeh koich boyosim imezeh. Shilo hoysa biyad echad bevadoi. Have idach amoitzim echaber ala lirai be'edim. Ve'ein oinemon zeh li toil b'shvuah. Says Tosfos, listen. If one guy's holding it, the other one can't take it with the shvuah. What does that sound like? If two of them are holding it, then what does he do? He takes it with a shvuah. But if only one of them is holding it, you can't take it with a shvuah. Einoy nemon zeli tol b'shvuah. This one, he can't take it with a shvuah. Why not? Because it's beyond the other one. If it's exclusive in one hand, I can't be noitel with a shvuah. But if it's in both of our hands, I could be noitel with a shvuah. So Rashi seems to also shvuah hanoitlin, like the Rashba, not mefurish, but a diuk. The Rambam's Kemat Mefurish. Tosfos holds the Shvuas HaNiftarim. L'choira, according to what the Beis HaLevi is saying, he's saying, listen, really, we don't need the Shvuah over here. You get it because of Yachloiku. We're just tacking on a Shvuah. It's like an afterthought. It's a Shvuas HaNiftarim. But if you hold that the Shvuah is what gives you the Chetzi, then it could be it's a Shvuas HaNoitlin. Al Kol Ponim. Says Rav Sukas David, Rav David Kviat. Lefi, the first teretz that we said of the Beis HaLevi, I can understand enigmatic Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam says something interesting. The Rambam says, what's this case of Isman Shein Moide Moshe Yesh Lahem Edim? Says the Rambam, if they're Moide, or Edim came, Afilu Achar Shepasku Hadin Aleim B'Shvuah, even after we already paskin, the din is that you make a Shvuah. Cholkin B'Loi Shvuah. So the Rambam says the case is that they came into Beis Din, and Zemer Kula Shali veZemer Kula Shali. Beis Din paskin yachloiku b'shvua, and afterwards Edom came in, or afterwards they were moideh. That's the case. Says the Tosis Yom Tov. What's the Rambam adding? What's this thing that we already paskin the shvua over here? Says Reb David Kvir, I'll tell you why. Because the psak of the Shvuah is not for you, my friend. It's not because it's Beis Din saying we need the Shvuah. Once Beis Din says we need the Shvuah, so then the fact that Beis Din needs the Shvuah, and once it's nifsak adin sheyishbu, so they shouldn't become pantra de edusan. The kamash malon is that it's going to pater. Why? Because, like we said, once you tell me that this is not noigeya anymore to how much we believe, to the yachloiku, this is because Beis Din needs the shvua. Once you have edus, Beis Din doesn't need the shvua anymore. Okay. Rabbi said, Rabbi Kiva Eger says a piercing insight into the second half of this part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "V'zman sheheim moedim, o sheyesh lahem edim." Now, what does it mean, the case of yesh lahem edim? We said from the Meiri, it means there's one set of edim saying 50% is yours and 50% is yours. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what would have been if there was only one an aid echad? He's only one. Do we move money around based on an eid echad? No. Al pishnayim eidim yakum davar. However, an eid echad does affect shvua. An eid echad can be mechayev a shvua. And there's also an opinion that an eid echad could pater a shvua. It's not clear, but there is such an opinion that eid amesayeya paters from a shvua. So asks Rabbi Kiva Eger the following question. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, before the eid echad walked in, what's the din in the Mishnah? Before anyone walks in, yachloiku b'shvua. You have to make a shvua. Now an eid echad walks in and says, no, this half is his, this half is his. What should be the din? It should be pater from the shvua. Eid echad paters from a shvua. That's the din that an eid echad is kam l'shvua. He works for shvua. So why does the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say, Bizman sheyesh lahem eidim, that there's two eidim here, it should be enough one eid. One eid should pater you. This is the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it would appear that you have to say that eidim is lav dafka. We find such a thing in other places, that when it says Bizman sheyesh eidim, it just means there's testimony, whatever you need. If you need Eichad, it's Eichad, you need two Eidim. Eidim just means Eidos Hamoy Elas. Okay. So let's get it clear. What's going on here is Shnayim Eichsim Metalis. Reuven says Kula Shali. Shimon says Kula Shali. Bezin's Paskinin Yachloiku B'Shvua. And Eichad comes and says, you want him to swear on half? That half's his. You want him to swear on half? That half is his. And they should be pater, because each eid echad is patering the shvua. Comes Rav Asher Arieli, Avogoyin Rav Asher Arieli Shlita, and he asks a very edel kasha. Listen to this edel question. You have to be very sensitive to appreciate this question. Asks Rav Asher, what does it mean in the Mishnah, cholkin b'loy shvua? It says in the Mishnah, Cholkin b'loy shvua. Does that mean there's no need for shvua? Or does that mean that even though you're supposed to make a shvua, we'll give it a pass? Does it mean that you've avoided your Shmua because you have Edim? Or does it mean that there is no need for a Shmua? Forget the there's no Mechayev of Shmua. What does it mean? So let's look in the case, Bizman Shehem Moidim. Two people, they both agree, it belongs to both of them. So, over there, what does it mean? If they both agree that it belongs to both of them, it means Chokin Beloy Shvua. There's no Shvua. There's no need for a Shvua. So what does it mean when it says, Bizman Sheyesh Lahem Eidim, says Rav Asher Arieli? It probably means there is no need for Shvua. Now, if I have Eidim telling me, two Eidim telling me that what it was, there's no need for Shvua. Because when I have Eidim, I don't need a Shvua. The Eidim told me. However, if you're talking about an Eid Echad patters a Shvua. He doesn't say there's no need for a Shvua. You have a Chiyav Shvua, but I can now, I can remove your Chiyav Shvua. So Rav Asher's coming to question Rabbi Kiva Eger almost and saying, hold on a second. The Mishnah says Cholkin Beloy Shvua. What does the Mishnah mean? It means that there is no need for Shvua. That's what it means by Moidim. So that's what it's going to mean by Eidim. That's why we're saying Eidim. Because Eidim means that there's no need for Shvua. I got Eidim. I have to make a Shvua. There's Eidim here. It's clear as day. We have Eidim already. Memela, Rav Asher rejects Rabbi Kiva Eger's suggestion that Eid Echad Meseyeh is going to work over here. Can't work. Because that's not the way that the Mishnah seems to be saying. Azay Zachter Bashar Yeh. What? Oh, let's try to suggest perhaps how to restore Rabbi Kiva Eger. The following thing: what's the case of Bizman Shehem Moidim? The Sefer State Soifim brings from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. There's two ways to menasach the question. What's the chiddush? Two people walk into bed and they both agree. So it's chokum leshvua shkoyach. But what's the chiddush? I want to ask even more than what's the chiddush. What are they doing in Bezdin Bechlau? Bezdin has to have, there has to be a prosecution, and there also has to be a defendant. So what's going on over here? Everyone's agreeing. So what are we doing at Bezdin? There's no case. It's not only what's the chiddush. There's no psak yachloikul. If they come to Bezdin and say, we all agree, so leave. We don't even open up the case. It's not the pshat, it's yachloikul b'loishvur. There's no question. Bezdin only paskins if there's a toiveya and a nitva. It's nishdav asureid in bechlal. There's nothing to talk about here. Bizman shehem moedim. It doesn't even get off the ground. You can't even talk. Says the Rambam, the case we're talking about is shnayim achzer metalis. Zemarinim etzasiya vezemarinim etzasiya. And Bezdin paskins yachloiku b'shvua. And after Bezdin paskined, they said, you know what? Really, it was both of ours. The Haidah came afterwards. Bezdin already paskined Yachloiku b'shvua. That's the case. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And you know what? It's not simple. It's really not simple. Because what would be the din if instead of them being moide, the two of them said, you know what? We're going to work this out ourselves. We're going to leave. Bezdin will say, you cannot leave. You cannot take this until you make a Shavua. Why? Explains the state, Soifim Pshat and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Because Bezdin needs a Shavua. We need a Shavua. This is not about you guys anymore. Once we have this matziv between Reuven and Shimon, Bezdin has to have a Shavua. Shelo yehei kol echad hoylech v'toykev. Now it's a Shavua for Bezdin. In such a case where it's a Shavua for Bezdin, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, if the two of them, we don't have clarity on what happens, we're in a chanami. We're not going to let them leave without a shvua. Bizman shehem moedim, oy sheyesh lahem eidim, there we're going to say that we're going to do yachloiku without a shvua. So what's the din of the Mishnah according to what we're saying from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky? Bizman shehem moedim, the pshan is the yachloik, the eidim are coming to pater the shvua. There's a psak shvua here already. So now we have to take off the shvua. It's not the pshat that this is all part of the process. And Bezdin said, you know what? They're moide al paskin achloikul b'lo shvua. There'd be no psak if they were moide beforehand. There's nothing to paskin on. There's no tovei anitva. The answer is Bezdin paskined already achloikul b'shvua beforehand. And what happened? Now we're trying to uproot the psak. If they're moide, you uproot the psak. If there's edim, you uproot the psak. But of the finzeh, l'choira, the diuk of Rabbi Shariyeli no longer is as strong. Rabbi Shariyeli is saying, what's the case? Yachloku below shvua. It means that there's no shvua. There's no mechayev shvua. That's not what it means. Because if we're talking about after Bezdin already paskin, yachloku b'shvua, there is a mechayev of shvua here. Bezdin already, we're coming to repeal the shvua. Repealing the shvua happens through him being moideh. Repealing the shvua happens through edim. Says Rabbi Kivega, you can repeal the shvua also with eid achad. It's all repealing of the shvua. Ken Zayin, this is pshat in why Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying the chori should only need an edachar. However, Rabbi said the shayla that there is on Rabbi Kiva Eger, where there's makom ladin on Rabbi Kiva Eger, is as follows. Okay, so what's the need for the shvua again? Do we need it for the two of them? No, not really. We need it for Bezdin. Can an Eid Echad give Bezdin clarity? An Eid Echad can help a litigant who's tining, Kula Shali, he's Chayiv a Shvua, so an Eid Echad can make that he doesn't have to make a Shvua. But over here, the Shvua is not Bechlau for either one of them. Shvua is for me. The language which Chazal uses, Eid Echad HaMisayeya Patas from a Shvua. An Echad that helps you, Patas you from a Shvua. But this over here is not about your Nemanis Bechlau. This is about Bezdin needs this. Is an Eid Echad enough for that? That already can be a question. 2 Eidim is clarity to Bezdin. Bezdin has clarity, we don't need anyone to make a Shvua. There Moide, Bezdin has clarity. But in Eid Echad comes, does that create clarity for Bezdin? That could be the Shiloh. Rabbi Kivager is saying, the Fi Daito, you have to understand, what's the lumdus of Eid Echad Meseyeh Patus from a Shvua? How exactly that works. But Rabbi Kivager is saying, yeah, in the world of Eidus, of Shvua, Eid Echad is clarity on a Shvua. You don't need to have a Shvua. If a person suggests that maybe it's only when it's being Messiah to his Taina that an Eid Echad works, then perhaps we would have an answer to Bikivega's question. So just in Chazara, we spoke about over here two different ways to learn the Mishnah. What does it mean, Bizman Chiesh Lehem Edim? They each one have their own Edim, or there's Edim saying in the middle. The Meiri says it's Edim saying in the middle, that it's half, half. The question of the Rishoy, the Achroinim is, so then they're being Makish, the Edim, two answers in the Beis HaLevi. First answer is, Enachanami, they're being Makish, but this is not for them. This is for us, which would mean that the Shuas HaNiftarim. The other answer is, no, it's for them, but it's not called being Makish, because maybe it is an honest mistake. Maybe that will hold as a Shuas HaNoitlim. We said it could be, it's a Machloikas Rishoinim. Then we spoke about the fact that the Rambam says that this case is talking about only that the Edim came after already Paskin. And there the Shaila is, now we're trying to repeal the Shvua. And they can only do that because it's only for us, that's how it can be done. As far as the case of Bizman Chiesh Lehem Edim, Rabbi Kivager asked the question, that L'chor, why do you need two Edim? Eid Echad Meseyeh can part you from a Shvua? That was Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. Rabbi Shariyeli said, but that's not really, that's where the Eid is coming to excuse you from a Shvua. The case of Moedim, it's coming to say there's no Mechayev of Shvua Bechlal. But according to what we saw from Rabbi Kamenetsky, it's not true. Based on the Diak and the Rambam. The Rambam is saying it's talking about the Rebbe's already Paskin Yachloiku B'Shvua. And they're only Moedim afterwards. And if they want to step out, then they won't be able to. So this Shvua is for us. We're trying to repeal the Shvua that was already put on us. So therefore, since we became angry, you could repeal a Shvua with an Eid Echad, the same you could repeal it with two Edim. It doesn't really make a difference. Unless you say the din of Eid Echad is only when he's Messiah to a Taina, and over here, it's not coming Mikoyach the Taina, that we're saying that we need the Eid Echad. So perhaps some thoughts on the Sugya.